This is part of the conversation we had yesterday with the LaSalle Group's Tom Gimbel on the Wintrust Business Lunch. He listed about 10 or 15 things that new employees of any company, but especially those coming out of college, should know. What did you think of this? If you're allowed to be in the office, go 5 days a week.
So, you know, you remember, John, when you're in college, you only go to school for 15 hours a week. When you work, you go for 40, and it's hard to make that shift. And so a lot of people think, if you don't have to, why would I get out of bed and get out of my apartment or my parents' house?
Dress better than the average person.
Look around the office and see what people are wearing. And if there's people wearing ripped-up jeans, don't wear ripped-up jeans. If there's people wearing gym shorts, wear nice shorts, because little things stick out to people.
Don't rush out. The relationship built after hours are how you truly get to know people. That's interesting. You think you should socialize, huh?
Well, I don't even know if it's socializing. I think it's, you know, people's guard is down when they're not on the client side, they're not on the deadline side. They're more receptive to conversations, especially with young folks who aren't adding value to them right now. But you can get, sometimes you can get a person out of the C-suite who's willing to talk to you and just shooting the breeze with them. And you get that opportunity that you wouldn't get between 8 and 5.
Have a firm handshake.
In addition to a good fist bump. But I think that in all seriousness, you know, with germs and COVID aside, and people have to do what they feel comfortable with, but a good firm handshake, you know, the dainty meeting the Queen of England handshake, those days are done. Like you're serious about meeting them and about what they do.
Number 7, read the Wall Street Journal. You're in business. Know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, we have all these devices and all this technology sitting on our phone, and whether it's having your Twitter feed and following even Newsweek or Fortune Magazine or WSJ, even if, you know, and I don't recommend this, but even if you just know the titles of the articles and you hear what companies are going on, yeah, you're at least better off than not knowing anything. If you actually like the people you work with and they become your friends, isn't that more of a positive? And you'll never get there if you don't put forth the effort.
One last thing, Tom, just give me your best 30 seconds on work ethic.
I think that it's the one thing that differentiates people. I was never a great athlete. I was never a theater or a debater. I always was a worker from the time I was a little kid. And I say to my team all the time, the work ethic is the only thing we all have to differentiate ourselves that we're on an even playing ground. We might not be the smartest, but you can control how much you do. And I think it's the best advantage anybody has.
So we posted his list that I was reading back to him for his extra commentary on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. Among the comments, Andy, you go first. Here's what people said.
Says, Lisa, this is honestly sounds like advice from 1986. Come on, times and conditions have changed. I'm surprised there's no advice about freshly pressed khakis and a light blue long sleeve shirt at these company events. Go home, be with your family, wear a mask.
Somebody else said, I'm sorry, but every single thing in this list applies. It applied in 1986. It applies today.
And then somebody answered that by saying, times are changing. Happy hours? I don't think so. Well, then how about a 3-martini lunch? And someone else chimed in on that as well, saying it's another example of someone who stayed in a mindset so long they can no longer think outside the box and be truly there for their employees or coworkers.
Diane, though, said, I agree with every single thing he said. And Lisa said, excellent thoughts and ideas. Too many people, whether a new grad or not, don't follow these at all. And someone else said, good, solid advice for life in general. Ellen said, what am I missing here? What's with all the negative comments? And Joanne said, I wish more 20-somethings had this work ethic. Unfortunately, they don't.
And then someone chimes in saying, great advice for a new job in 1985. And then someone else says, I think most of these are crap. Work hard, laugh, make sure you have time away to recharge.
Susan said, it's great, meaningful advice.
And then the arrive earlier than the boss got a little bit of a whack here as well. Smacks of showboating and could turn your new coworkers against you, hurting your career from day one.
Really? So that person is saying if you get there earlier than the boss, you're a showboat and everybody's going to be angry at you.
Yeah. Like you're showing off or you're trying to be the teacher's pet.
I'll just read the very last one here on the last page. That sort of success porn always irks me. This guy was just creating a list of attributes for his ideal employee, ignoring any benefits of self-care. everything was geared toward moving forward when actually there's a lot of satisfaction in standing still. I don't know. What do you think about that? I guess I'm sure, you know, this is an age thing, I think, isn't it? And it's also for me a post-pandemic thing because I worked in the office and I think there's benefit to being in the office. And as we all come back to the office, I think we've sort of forgotten some of these rules of engagement. And the new grads who are coming into a marketplace that is begging them to work and is throwing everything at them when the rest of us didn't get anything thrown at us. So I think there's just a little ageism here. And those of us above a certain age, I think, look at this list that we just read on the radio and thought, yeah. And some of you are like, nah, that's not how it works these days. 847 said, I agree with Tom. 224 said, this advice is a little boomerific. But there's a new word. Well done. But as a 30-year-old, this stuff has served me well. It's boomerific. But it's, well, what's so bad about a good handshake? Look somebody in the eye. Tell me, maybe in sum, you don't like the attitude of this, but tell me which of these things specifically is a bad idea.
Yeah, you know, the whole shaking of the hand and looking someone in the eye and responding when someone says hello to you, I mean, that's something that's lost.
Yeah, yeah. John Tom Gimble wants to go back to the world pre-pandemic. He talked about his disgust around changes happening the whole time. He is the one that needs to embrace change. Well, just one quick note here about our conversation with Tom Gimble, rules to work by or not by. John, I don't like that Tom guy. 763 said, no more handshakes in this new COVID world. No way. Not shaking hands. Another listener said, grow up, kids. He was spot on, Tom Gimble was. Get to work already. 224 said, Tom Gimble was a great basketball player for Highland Park High School's Little Giants back in the day and remains a giant in the world of employment and career management. And one other note about all of that. John, I usually disagree with everything that exits Tom G's mouth. His prose yesterday, though, was correct. It sickens me to see teachers in school dressed in T-shirts and ripped jeans. No wonder the kids don't respect. And 773 said, if you want to burn out an employee, follow his advice. You know, be a good corporate team player. That's what he was saying. It'll make you happier and the company better. And some folks thought that was swell advice and some did not. If you want to see what we were talking about, it's on my Facebook page. Go to WGN King John.